Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rolling Energy Group. Tonight, we hope to enlighten you, entertain you, but give you some major mind swelling of the brain with what we're going to share with you. I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper, but what I want you to think about, is it possible to extract energy out of a material, out of a product, and clone it? What would that, if you could do something like that, let's say you could take medicine, or concrete, or a plant, or an oil, or a windshield, and you could extract the molecules, the atoms, the vibrations, or the frequencies without losing any of its original strength. If you could extract that, what would you have in your hands? We're going to talk a little bit about the future. But first, I want to share a thank you to some friends that helped me tremendously with the radio show. That is Richard and Joy Matwishan. Thank you, Richard and Joy. That is Diana Anderson. Thank you, Diana. And Sean Doc Farrell. Thank you, Sean. They operate our radio board, which allows Irv and I the opportunity to travel across the United States to share our wisdom with people. Now, Irv Samuels and I have both built linear and brick-and-mortar businesses that exceeded sales of more than $3.6 million a year. Now, Irv is a little bit unique. I have a business degree and a marketing degree. I also own a trucking company. But Irv is a little different. Irv has CDLs, but Irv was a college professor. Irv and I have known each other for, God, years and years. We've teamed up multiple times in different businesses, but Irv actually was a college professor at two major universities where he wrote two curriculums for the university. He has an MBA in business. He taught all aspects to graduate students as well as college students on the aspect of business and the fundamentals of business. He also literally was involved in marketing and teaching marketing. He was involved in a lot of different things. But what he's known for more than anything else in the world is a naturist. This is the type of gentleman that loves to get out and put his feet in creeks and swamps, way out in the deserts, lay in the grass, barefooted, walk on the grass, and share with people the herbs and the berries and the plants that's edible. He's taken more than 1 million people literally all over the world over the last 25, 30 years. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to interview him, and we're going to talk about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla, but we're also going to talk about a very bright, young futurist and a young genius by the name of Mike Hassler and his father, Rick Hassler. Professor Irv, are you here?
Irv is not on yet, Gary.
Okay, well, I'll start a little bit. What we're going to talk about is how you can actually extract the frequencies from Earth, from an oil, from a product, from medicine, without losing its original strength. And this young kid was invited back in 2012 to an esoteric convention where they only had maybe 20 or 30 of the most brightest, most smartest, gifted people in the entire planet. And he was excited to go, but his father wasn't, because he's never been out of the backwoods of Massachusetts and New Hampshire. So they had a compromise. They both went. They both saw. They both conquered. They come back. His father had sold a Fortune 500 company, Inc. 500. He was beyond ready to retire. But his son had better plans and better ideas. And thank God he did, because he's changing the planet. Sorry about that. What this young kid figured out with his father's basically money, he asked his dad and told his father that he could do something what they learned, and his father couldn't believe what he was hearing. You know, you ever told your father something and they kind of look at you like you were nuts? Well, that's probably the kind of look that Mike got. But he sat there and explained to his father what he thought he could do, and his dad asked him what did he need. And he began to spell out millions and millions of dollars worth of sophisticated equipment, software that probably wasn't even written yet, generators, frequency machines, generators that could extract frequencies, blue lights, a quantum physics laboratory. And if you know anything about quantum physics, it costs big, big bucks to put something like this together. Well, his father turned loose with a checkbook because he was going to have to pay taxes on all that money. So, you know, this is kind of like an investment into his kid. So he went to work like a madman. We now have 6 U.S. patents, and this is just unbelievable at what we can do with energy. You see, we can take a plant, for example, we can take a hemp plant. We could actually take a marijuana plant and extract out just the herb out of it. And we could embed it into a geometric kind of weird-looking hologram. This ain't like your everyday, ordinary hologram. This is one that can store energy and can store lots of energy, and people could wear it. They could put it on their collar. They could put it on their body. They could stick it on a shirt or a blouse. They could stick it on an animal. And they come up with some really, really neat, I mean, extremely neat things that they could do. One of the very first things they come up with, and Herb likes to call it a trifecta. And what does he mean by trifecta? Well, first, they can extract the energy from anything, anywhere in the world without losing its original strength. Second, they can embed that original frequency into a storage device. And third, people could wear it without having to swallow anything and get the exact same kind of treatment as if they actually had the original source with them. Professor Irwin, have you got here yet?
He is.
Well, take it from where I'm at, because I'd love to interview you. Tell us a little bit about that trifecta, because you explain it a little bit better than I do. Tell us how that trifecta really, really works, and what does this mean when we can physically extract any kind of frequencies, even from a patented product, and extract it, clone it, and reproduce it. Is that possible?
Well, the simplicity of what you just said is the world has changed, and it has changed dramatically. The patent basically consists of three parts. One, we have the ability to isolate frequencies from any source. Okay, so it doesn't matter what you're looking to replicate, we can do it energetically. Two, we embed it into a storage device, and we can pretty much put it into any kind of storage device, but over 8 years they've done a lot of experiments and they've come up with some storage devices that really hold the energy without it changing or morphing in any way, and that's holograms in carbon fiber materials. And the cool thing about both those is that these are hybrid specialty formulations within those arenas. In fact, if you look at our food freshness card, which we'll talk about quite a bit in a short order, it actually is layered and it has geometric patterns in it, not your average hologram. And the carbon fiber materials, they're incredibly strong. In fact, they make race car parts out of it. They make airline or airplane hulls out of it and a lot of other things. But this is a specific kind of carbon fiber that's layered and striated. And what that means is, boy, it's perfect for holding energy. And here's the crazy part of the trifecta. When anything with an energy field, whether it's a plant, whether it's an animal, whether it's a mammal, whether it's a human, is exposed to one of these resonators or one of these storage devices, which I'll call batteries because everybody can relate to, you know, batteries hold energy and eventually they lose their energy. Well, our batteries do the same, except the energy we're holding is quantum resonating energy. And when anything comes into the proximity of one of these batteries, we specifically find that the recipient benefits as if they had consumed the original source. Think about that. We don't have to eat minerals. We don't have to eat vitamins. We don't have to eat veggies. We don't have to eat, you know, anything anymore. We can literally isolate the frequency, put it into a storage device, a battery, and impact the end individual as if they had consumed the original source. Amazing. And it gets even better than that, and that is we also have the ability to specifically impact anything with an energy field by, you know, getting it close to one of these batteries. And the result is they get exactly the same benefit as if they had been exposed to the original source emanating that frequency. Okay, let's use a pretty wild example. The Earth has its own frequency. And we as beings of the Earth benefit in a huge degree by spending more and more time attached to the Earth. And it turns out back in the 60s, we were pretty much alienated because of the invention of vulcanized rubber and then the invention of plastics. We literally have insulated ourselves from the Earth. Well, take your shoes off. You know, go to the Niagara Falls, get on the Maid of the Mist, get as close to the energy of the Earth as you can, and you'll feel different. You'll begin to appreciate how important that is to our life. We can demonstrate that it has major impact instantaneously. But the bottom line is, we have the ability to isolate frequencies like the Earth, and we actually have done it with the Earth, and put it into one of our storage batteries, and now you have the potentiality of having the full impact of earthing or grounding 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter if it's snowing outside, no matter if you're flying around in an airplane, or maybe you've left the planet and you're headed to Mars. You still can be earthed. Do we have anybody that would like to press 1, whether you're a brand partner or a first-time listener? We'd love to hear your questions. We'll discuss various, you know, potential solutions for some complications you might have in your life. Maybe you're carrying a few extra pounds or inches. Maybe you specifically have all kinds of toxicity in your body. Maybe your immune system isn't working the way you would like it to be working. Maybe you have some discomfort. Maybe you have stress and anxiety. And I say maybe. I think everybody on the planet has stress and anxiety to levels unparalleled. It's just a crazy world that we are specifically being impacted by every day. EMF, electromagnetic frequency. Own a cell phone? Have an electric meter on your house? Have a microwave in your house? Well, you need to be aware that it's not a good thing and that you have to begin to take proactive activities to begin to protect you and the family. So please press 1.
Press 1. maybe y'all know somebody that's on the call that doesn't walk straight. Maybe they're kind of walking sideways. It could be an animal. It could be a human being. Maybe they don't have great balance. There is all kinds of issues that people have. Press 1, and let's hear some of the questions that you may have. Please refrain from asking any kind of medical questions, as we are not doctors. We're not here to diagnose. We're not here to prevent or try to cure any kind of medical. This is strictly educational and informational only, and we are not here to talk about any kind of income that you could possibly make out of these technologies. Please get back with whoever invited you and ask them about showing you in writing what kind of income could be made. But press 1. I know there's several people on here who'd like to get somebody to interact with Urban Eye. Press 1 now.
While we're waiting, this is Richard. How are you guys?
Great.
We're great.
Welcome, Richard.
Well, since we have this new brochure out with the WOW patches for samples and everything, one of the things that they talk about is to put it wherever you have discomfort, okay? But there's other functions that this is, the benefits of the Wild Tag are beyond discomfort. So they basically say for the brain and stress and worry. Where would you put the WOW patches for those types of things?
Well, again, there's all kinds. Everybody is a little different, and quite frankly, if you really want to understand how the body works, you know, find somebody that's tuned into the energy points, you know, a reflexologist possibly, and, you know, people that do various acupuncture tasks. We actually ran into, we did a presentation for an acupuncturist in eastern Pennsylvania, and he wanted to pinpoint specifically the placement relative to somebody's injury in their back. And he hadn't really experienced this specific, complication in anybody before, because he went to his books, and boy, his books were like encyclopedias of pressure points, of chakra. And after about, I'd say 20 minutes of him doing some research, going from book to book, he said, aha! And he had it. He had the answer. So it's not really simple, but it is a simple experiment, and that is, you know, place it on your temple, place it on the top of your vertebrae, on your back. Try the K27. That's a spot on both sides, right under your collarbone. There's a little soft indent above your breasts. And those are great spots. Maybe on the core, your navel area. That's a great place to convey some energy. And I'm not trying to confuse anybody, but, you know, the bottom line is that you want optimal benefit, and, you know, wherever you put it, you're going to get some benefit, but you want to step up your game until you figure out exactly what works best for you. In fact, some people, this is, you know, absolutely amazing to me, are backwards. You know, where the majority of people, if they, you know, specifically have a complication, you know, the body sort of crosses, you know, if you want to work on the left side of your body, you put it somewhere on your right and vice versa. There are some people that are completely opposite of that. You know, they need to be on the same side. So, you know, have fun experimenting. You have, whenever you buy a package of any of the modalities, any of the batteries from the company, they're unconditionally satisfaction guaranteed for 90 days. So you have a lot of time. There's 24 patches in a package, and each one's good for 3 days. So, boy, does that pull together some serious experimentation. Does that help at all, Richard?
Yeah. Sure does. Thank you, Irv. Appreciate it. No one else has raised their hand here with a question.
Wow.
Well,
how about you, Bailey? Go ahead, Herb.
We had an incredible seminar. I feel, you know, really bad for anybody that missed it. I mean, it was, but I believe it was done in such a compliant fashion that we will probably very soon have a replay of today's webinar. And it was really eye-opening. I mean, no doubt it was a regular medical doctor. He's certainly not a regular medical doctor. Let me take him 100 steps above that. He is a natural solutions medical doctor, but he does happen to be an MD. And he talked a lot about a lot of different things related to how EMF is a complication in our world. A lot of things, you know, create stress in so many different ways in our body, and it's not mental stress. It's physical stress. It's where, you know, for one reason or another, cortisone begins to, you know, trigger. And he went into some detail on how if you don't have clear pathways from your gut, the bacteria and the biome in your gut, you know, working efficiently so that it transmits the proper information to your brain, that's a stressor. That's anxiety. And, you know, when that happens, your body begins to do things that you don't want it to do. It goes into a chronic stress situation. And the response to that is not very positive relative to your optimal health. So, you know, even things as simple as gut bacteria. You know, I don't know how many people even understand that that's, you know, a major part of every aspect of your vitality. There are, you know, kind of good bacteria and bad bacteria. I do a supplement, you know, every day, a pre, a pro, and a post biotic. You know, it takes care of all the bacteria. And, you know, I don't think I've ever run into anybody that's ever even known you could do that. So, you know, the key is that you need to begin to take control of your health, and ultimately energy is one of the simplest ways that you could begin to add a lot of benefit to your regular activities every day, very inexpensively, and it doesn't get any simpler than putting on, you know, one of these peel and sticks or carrying a card with you, or specifically enjoying some little carbon fiber discs that a lot of us wear continuously around our neck. Some people have them in their wallet or their pocket. Some people, you know, have them mounted onto a Velcro belt so they can move them and position them anywhere on their body anytime they want to. And they all are so beneficial. We have one that has the frequency of CBD in it, and we have one that is the wow that Richard's talking about. And they're just really, really powerful.
Absolutely, they are. All right, Bailey, anyone, press 1.
No one pressing.
All right, well, I guess we'll call it a short night since nobody wants to talk to us, Herb, unless you got something you want to tell everybody.
Well, I do want to mention that over the last week, I've had actually 3 separate brand partners said that they pressed 1 and it wasn't recognized on the board. So there must be maybe a glitch going on. I don't know exactly how that happens or why it happens, but we apologize if you're trying to talk to us and you can't get through. And hopefully we can get an email into Blog Talk, and we're about to switch to another platform, so it's not really a major long-term issue. Also, I want to mention that Hannah did a really nice, less than 10-minute, I believe, Zoom presentation talking about some benefits that the Earthing card and the Freshness card and the Wow pet tag provide for her farm animals and her pets. And we have the link for that. If anybody would like to have it so that you could share it to, you know, maybe farmers that might have some livestock. She amazingly talked about the fact that in her goats she's getting and cows, you know, basically the production goes up dramatically. You know, think about that. You know, if you're getting paid by the gallon and you could simply buy something, you know, for a one-time cost and just, you know, keep energizing all the water that all your animals drink, and it results in more production, that's like what a serious win-win in your business. And that's just one little aspect of the benefit. So all I can say is, you know, please request that video from myself or Gary. You know, we'll be glad to get it to anybody anytime. It's a Zoom presentation recorded, so feel free to use it as often as you want. I will pretty soon have it posted on our sharing tools site too, tinyurl.com/sharingtools. But I haven't quite figured out where to post it. You know, do I put it in the earthing card section? Do I put it in the freshness card section? Do I put it in the wow section? Or do I put it in a separate section? Farm animals or
separate.
You know,
farm animals.
Any suggestions?
Farm animals.
Farm animals. Okay. Cool. So thanks all for being on board. Again, bring some guests. We're back here Monday night and Tuesday night. We love to give.
Irv, I'll just mention to you, sometimes people press 1, and if they press 1 again, that actually takes them out of the queue.
That's probably what happened then. That would explain it.
Yeah, sometimes there are a number of people who are in the queue, and so we don't get to them right away with that. So I know that happens. So usually if someone is there and then they disappear, I try to track them down. On a night where there's a few people, I can do that. But on a night where there's, you know, 20 more people, sometimes it's hard to find them in the list. And I don't like, sometimes they're not in the position to talk anymore. But so the key thing is just hit it once and be patient. You're there.
Got it. Thank you.
I don't know if anybody's hitting star 6 or not. But if they hit star 6, we've had a lot of people that their phones were muted.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
And they could on a cell phone just hit, you know, depending on the device, a mute button.
Right.
Yeah. Accidentally.
Yeah.
It'll all get better. We'll get it all figured out.
That's it. We still have 8 billion people ahead of us, so we should get lots of practice.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Thank each and every one of you to come on. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Irv. Thank you, everyone that tuned in tonight from all around the world that will be listening to this in the next few days. Thank you all. Please get back with the person that shared this with you and find out more details. We bid you and we love you. We bid you a good night. We're from, right now, we're rolling through Montana, through White Springs, Montana, on our way to Kent, Washington. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.